Galantis and Olly Murs on the way, and George Morgan is a guy that a lot of people are getting excited about at the moment. He goes under the name of The Beach. He's a singer-songwriter. His new track, Geronimo, is a previous feature hit on the show. It's available to download now. We got a really good reaction when we played it. That track will play next, but The Beach joins me on the show this evening.
KMFM.
I'm sure you get this question all the time, but I've got to ask, why The Beach?
The Beach. Well, for me, writing music was always a thing I would do on my own. It was my release, my kind of, you know, happy place, if you want to say it like that. And so when it came to having a band name, we felt like we needed a band name because the music was produced a bit bigger than just a singer-songwriter. It just felt fitting that most people go on holiday to a beach, but for me, my happy place is a beach. So it's a metaphor for kind of my release is making music.
Oh, so it's a metaphor for kind of your happiest place to be.
My happiest place.
So yeah. If I was an artist, my name would be KFC.
It would, perhaps, yeah.
Although it wouldn't be anywhere near as good. The new single, Geronimo, it's out now. It's got an amazing video that gives me like major holiday envy, talking about going on holiday. Where was it filmed?
Acapulco in Mexico.
Oh, wow. Did you get to go? Or was it one of these situations where like you get locked in a green screen TV studio and just they send the cameraman?
No, I got to go. It was amazing. We were there for 4 days and I remember just sitting on the plane going, this is quite unbelievable.
Yeah. Did you suggest Mexico?
I didn't actually, but I tell you what, next time I'm going to suggest somewhere exotic. I didn't know you could come and suggest things.
Oh, neither did I.
I think it might be Rio.
What's the track about?
Track's about just basically being in quite a dark situation and coming to a moment where you just go, okay, you know, get up, what are you doing? You know, you've got so many wonderful things around you, just be grateful for them and just like have a go and, you know, stop being a fool, basically.
I read that you recorded most of your music in like a cupboard-sized studio in a high rise in Clapham. Is that right?
That is indeed. It's basically, you just said it, but it was my producer. I grew up, he was my neighbour in West London, and then he was always playing drums in his bedroom, and one day I went around, I was like 12, 13 years old, and I just recorded a song with him. And then we kind of, he went off to university, he was a bit older than me, he went off to university, and we, you know, I did schooling, all that stuff, did our bit, and then I bumped into him again at an open mic night in Camden when I was 21, about 20, and we were like, okay, let's work together. And so I went down to his in Clapham, and just in his bedroom, he's got a very small, I was doing my vocals in his cupboard.
Yeah.
So we're talking like really small, but you know, it's the modern technology, you can do it like
that's
that.
That's true.
You know?
On original versions of your tracks, if you're in like a high rise in Clapham, do you hear people arguing down below or doors slamming?
A few sirens here and there.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Is there a specific song that you can actually hear a siren on?
There is. It's not out at the moment, but there's a couple. There's birds tweeting, but I think we did that on purpose because when obviously you want to, with recording, you want to kind of catch the vibe and
all
that
kind of
stuff.
A lot more
real. There's a few birds tweeting here and there that we've got.
Did you put bird seed outside of the studio? Like, come on, just sitting there for 12 hours.
Work with me,
they're coming in anytime now. Come on. That's amazing. Cheers for coming down to Kent today.
Thank you very much for having me.
We're going to hit play on Geronimo now. Can I leave you to introduce it here on KMFM?
I'm The Beach. This is my song Geronimo, and hope you enjoy it.
KMFM. Smoking my lungs. I'm dead.